This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
When I woke up this morning, could have sworn it was Judgment Day.
B, I was in a golf pool in my neighborhood. I had Rory, and I still didn't win.
Damn. Jeff had Rory and Bryson.
Yeah, we got to go through ours. But right now, we got to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to our friend, Mr. Steve Sands. Steve, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time for us.
You guys going to interrupt Prince to talk golf? Come on, man.
Hey, they know that's my favorite song right there, man.
That is good.
Steve, how good was it, the tournament down the stretch, being there?
I'll tell you what, Brad. It was a great week. Masters week is always special. Everybody knows that. But last week had a little bit of an extra feel to it, a little extra juice to it. Rory trying to win the career Grand Slam, Bryson getting in the mix. Those are the two most popular players in the sport, and it was just an awesome, awesome time. And yesterday was some kind of roller coaster, man. Wow.
It was It had to be wild. What do you think this does for Rory, that he no longer has to deal with the questions and the conversation, and just what does it mean for him? Obviously, yesterday's emotional, but he's kind of reacting in the moment. I'm curious how it impacts his life.
By the way, I had Rory in my golf pool and didn't win it either.
How the hell does that happen?
Because you have to take three players, and I took two guys who did zero, and one guy who won it. So the total didn't add up to what we were looking for. There's two ways of looking at it, JP. A lot of people have won a major. David Duval, an 0-1 at the Open. Oh, here we go. He's going to win a bunch. Justin Thomas is going to win a bunch. Jason Day, 1-15 at the PGA, going to win a bunch. Justin Leonard, Davis Love, Fred Couples. There's a lot of great, great, great players, Hall of Fame players, who have won one major, and then that was it. And the reason it's so difficult to win these majors is because they only happen four times a year. And you have to be playing well going into these types of things. And if you're not, then you pretty much can be written off that week. So I think this opens him up and freaks him up, and the burden is lifted, and that heavy weight is no longer there. And I think he goes on to some serious, serious stuff here over the next few years. Remember, he's only 35. It's not like he's 42 and he waited his whole life for it. It seems like he waited his whole life for it,
right.
But he's only 35. So now let's see what happens. The next major championship, JP and Brian, next month is at Quail Hollow.
Yeah.
In Charlotte.
He's won a lot there, huh?
He's won there twice. He loves that golf course. So, you know, if he can get refocused, which I know he can, it'll be really interesting to see what happens with Rory now that that burden of the Masters, the burden of the career Grand Slam has been lifted off his shoulders. You could see a freedom there that we haven't seen in quite some time with McIlroy.
The wedge shot he dunked into the water, that's pressure or that's just a mishit?
Both. I think that, you know, the layup was the correct thing to do in the situation. That was the play. It was conservative. That's the way you're supposed to play it at that point, and at that point in the tournament and on that golf course. That's how Jack and Tiger won 6 and 5 of those Masters.
Uh-huh.
So Rory's laying up, Brian, was the correct thing to do. The wedge he hit looked like the three of us. I mean, that was really bad. That was a big, big mistake, and it almost cost him the tournament. But he was able to recover. His resiliency, his perseverance are pretty strong. But the decision to lay up was good, Brian, but the shot he hit was horrendous.
Yes.
The shot he hit with a wedge he hit on 18 in regulation. was horrendous after a great drive, you know, and he had a chance to close it out with a four and couldn't do it. And that's because of that wedge, just like that wedge on 13.
And then to hit the shot in the playoff was basically the same shot, and he puts it to 3.5 feet or whatever.
Same shot, same club. Look, JP, you and I dreamed of being Brian Mitchell one day and playing professional sports.
Sure.
Rory, I don't really know exactly what's going on in that moment, the way Brian does, the way Rory does, all these great players who play professional sports. But for him to be able to – by the way, he didn't have the honor in the playoff. Justin Rose dictated the action, if you remember.
Yeah.
After a bogey at 18 to not win the Masters and not win the career Grand Slam, Rory had to go right back. He didn't dictate the action. Justin Rose did. Hit a great drive down the middle, and then that meant that Rose was putting pressure on Rory. Mm-hmm. And Rory stepped up, hit a great drive, and then he had the exact same yardage and the exact same club that he had just hit 15 minutes earlier into the bunker right. And he came up money, hit the slope, hit it to about 3.5, maybe 4 feet, and made the putt. I mean, my gosh, to be able to clear your mind, to be able to clear your body and erase what just had happened with the same exact club from the same yardage on the same hole, that's a money, money wedge he just hit there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. Steve, in your work with the Golf Channel, you're at every major. You're at most tournaments. Do you remember one as wild as this entire 4 days and certainly yesterday?
No, not in recent memory. I mean, in 19, it was pretty wild because Tiger was in the final group. Molinari had just won the Open Championship, playing in the final group with Tiger at Carnoustie in 2018 in the year's previous major. And, you know, he looked like he was cruising around and cruising along. And then he dumped it in the water on 12, and so did Xander, and so did Brooks, and so did Tony, and so did Ian, and then Ian Poulter. And then all of a sudden, you know, Tiger hits in the middle of the green on 12, two putts for three, on he went to go win the Masters. So that was a wild day, but this one was wild from the jump. Two-shot lead for McIlroy, career Grand Slam on the line, hits his drive a yard short in the bunker, ends up with a double bogey, doesn't take advantage of the par 5 second. By the way, that was another bad wedge. His third shot after driving it into the bunker,
right?
Twice in a row on one and two. So it was chaos and a car wreck and greatness all from the jump. Whereas in 2019, you know, the craziness didn't happen until the 12th hole. This one was literally from the first tee. And I think this is about as wild a day as we've seen in a long, long time, especially at the Masters.
It was so. But nuts that he lost the lead on the second hole and then had a 5-stroke lead on the 11th hole.
Yeah.
And then blew that.
But
it was crazy.
They were out there playing around, and Rose was playing great. He ended up shooting -6 yesterday. And listen, he's had a lot of tournaments where I always see him at the front, but when it comes down to the end, he's not there. He was there yesterday. Rory just ended up getting him, but his game. What happened to him on? Did he fall out? What was it? Friday? Saturday.
Saturday.
You talking about Bryson?
No, Rose.
Oh, Justin Rose. Saturday was his bad day. Yes, Saturday. Yeah, he played. He slept on the lead, Brian, on Thursday night after a 65, and then he shot a 71 on Friday and still had the lead heading into the weekend. He shot 75 on Saturday, kind of took him out of the tournament, seemingly. But, you know, look. Rory kind of let a lot of people back into it yesterday by the way he played. And Rose closed well, 9 shots better on Sunday than he was on Saturday. You know, he's lost in 2 playoffs now at the Masters. The last 2 playoffs, 2017, Sergio Garcia, 2025, Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose is on the receiving end of both of those. He's a gold medalist, a U.S. Open winner, world-class player, probably is going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. But yesterday, you know, he hit a good second shot, by the way, in the playoff.
I know.
He just didn't make the putt, and McIlroy made a great, great shot in the playoff. So Rose is a world-class player. I would expect him to continue. By the way, he was in 9 months ago, the last major that was played was a Royal Troon, the Open Championship. Justin Rose took Xander Schauffele to the mat all the way to the finish.
Right.
Almost won the Open at Royal Troon. So Justin clearly – has found a little magic at 44 years of age.
I would add of Rose, he has world-class grace for how he handled and everything he said after that, after what has to just be a gutting loss, to lose twice in a playoff in Augusta. I was just beyond impressed by the person.
Here's the thing about sports, that one of the things that makes me so happy to be involved in sports and be such a big sports fan is when you see things like that. Jack was the greatest champion of all time. He's also the most gracious loser of all time. Uh-huh. And that's important in sports.
Yeah.
You know, when you get beat, you tip your cap to the other team, to the other guy, whoever it is, whatever the sport is, and you say, you know what, well done. There's a big difference in sports, to me anyway, between losing and getting beat. Yeah. You know, sometimes you lose, and sometimes you get beat. Yesterday, Justin Rose got beat, and you tip your cap, you give your guy a handshake and a hug, you tell him well done, you move along. You don't let anybody know exactly how disappointed you are. You act with class and grace when you win. Mm-hmm. You act with class and grace when you lose. And Justin Rose was all class yesterday and not unexpected. I've known Justin a long time, fellas. He's a world-class player. He's also a world-class human being.
Last one from me, Steve. Bryson DeChambeau is a world-class player, undoubtedly. Yeah. And he's so much more than just a bomber. His round yesterday scrambled his ass off. Yeah. He's so much more than just a bomber. I can't figure out Bryson the dude. What is he? Who is that guy?
Oh, man.
DeChambeau.
There's a lot to unpack here, buddy.
And tons.
You know, look, he does it his own way, has his own style. I thought Rich Lerner said something the other day on the Golf Channel that was so true. You know what Bryson is? He's a show-off in the best of ways. He's not a bad show-off. He's a showman. He's a show-off. He's a performer. And, you know, you have to admire the fact that he goes about his business his way and no one else does it that way. And he's just that kind of guy. I've gotten to know him quite a bit. He's actually very nice. He's very bright. You know, he's a little off center. he's just a touch out of whack sometimes. But that's him, and he's consistently that way. So I admire him not only because of his greatness on the golf course and athletically, but, you know, I admire the fact that he does it his way. You know, Frank Sinatra sang My Way, and that's Bryson DeChambeau. Like it or dislike it, this is who I am, and this is what I'm going to be. And he has become, with Rory, the second or maybe the first, you know, most popular player on the planet. If we could ever get this thing together with Liv and the PGA Tour and get those guys playing together more often, now you're talking. So hopefully that happens soon.
And Bryson's absolutely compelling television and a hell of a character in the drama. Sands, you know me. I'm just so happy for Rory, dude. I know how busy you are, and I really appreciate you making time for us on the Monday after the Masters, dude.
Appreciate you, brother, man.
Please, don't be silly. I don't care about you, JP. Anything for Brian.
Well, that's why B texted you this time, because you're not saying no to him. Me, it might have been like, yeah, I got a flight, dude. I don't know.
Hey.
Whether we're having beers at a bar or talking on the radio, I have a hard time saying no, as you know, JP. I'm never saying no to you guys, but listen, man, the Masters is special. You guys have a special show. I love D.C., and I love you guys very much. And I appreciate you having me on. So I appreciate it.
One question. You didn't give me many bad texts last year. You had fun That's watching true. The football season?
Brian, I've been so angry for 30 years. I figured, you know, we've got ourselves a quarterback, it seems like. We've got ourselves an owner. We've got ourselves a franchise again. Let's get the stadium thing figured out. And let's get back to wearing burgundy, by the way, and not that off burgundy, whatever they're going to do with the uniform. But I've given up on the name thing, but I'm not giving up on the burgundy. It's not burgundy. Come on. I like our uniforms, but they don't look burgundy to me. So let's get our colors back. I don't know. I didn't want to bother you too much, but we played well, man.
Oh, good times, man. Good times.
It was fun. You know what else? I'm not looking back in anger anymore.
No sophomore slump, by the way. I don't want a CJ Stroud sophomore slump here from Jaden.
Not going
to
have one, dude.
Come on.
That kid's wired different. I also got to talk to Buzz Williams yesterday, Steve, and I was very impressed, and it's onward and upward in College Park.
Well, that's another passion of mine, as you know, JP, and that was an ugly, ugly exit, my man.
Sure Whoa. Was, but what?
Now everything in sports in collegiate level is transactional. I get it, but you don't, as our friend Scott Van Pelt said, you don't need to take a poop on the front porch of the house you've been living in the last 3 years on your way out. You can leave with grace as well, just like Justin Rose yesterday. I like Kevin. He's a friend of mine, and I probably think that over a few beers he would tell you, "Ooh, I didn't handle that one well," but... You know, I wish him well at Villanova, but that exit was ugly, and we're onward. There's a buzz in College Park, baby. Let's go.
We're buzzing, baby. Thank you, Sands. Appreciate you,
buddy. All right,
brother. All right, fellas. Be good.
Take care, man.
That's our guy, Steve Sands from the Golf Channel. Absolutely, absolute legend. Absolute legend. We're going to talk big picture, big sports moments and what Rory accomplished, how it stacks up against others. Nobody go anywhere.